Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The weather's been brutal across the nation, and it's not over yet. The AP's Donna Warder tells us about a weather-related tragedy in Portland, Oregon.
Rick Graves of Portland Fire and Rescue in Oregon tells KGW that shortly before noon Wednesday, two adults and a teenager were killed when they got out of their SUV.
The weather brought down a branch, a significant sized branch from a tree over the and it took down a live electrical wire.
Officials say the three appear to have been electrocuted. They say a child was saved when a person who lives in the area grabbed the two-year-old from one of the people lying in the street. As much as 1 inch of ice added to the damage caused by a powerful storm that hit over the weekend. And the National Weather Service says freezing rain could return to the region this evening through Friday morning. I'm Donna Warder.
Now to that jetliner that lost a panel in mid-flight. Federal officials have briefed lawmakers on their investigations, telling them that airlines have inspected 40 identical Boeing planes. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Boeing CEO David Calhoun visited Spirit AeroSystems factory in Wichita, which installs the part, telling workers, engineers, and mechanics at Boeing and Spirit are going to learn from the incident and get better. Airlines have inspected 40 Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets identical to the one involved in the accident. The Federal Aviation Administration says it will review the findings and develop a maintenance process before letting the planes carry passengers again. I'm Ben Thomas.
More U.S. missile strikes yesterday against sites controlled by the Houthis in Yemen. The Houthis have been harassing commercial and military ships. President Biden visits North Carolina today to highlight millions in new investments on high-speed internet. Gas is up to $3.09 a gallon, that from the AAA. This is AP News. To California now, and its last nuclear plant.
The Biden administration has approved a billion-dollar aid package to keep California's last nuclear plant running for another 6 years. Environmental activists have been trying to get PG&E's Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant shut down for decades over concerns about dangerous radioactive waste and safety in an earthquake zone, but an agreement to close the reactors next year was voided by the legislature. The federal government finalized approval of a $1.1 billion Energy Department package to keep the plant operating until at least 2030. The plant produces approximately 8% of the state's electric energy, serving around 3 million people. California Governor Gavin Newsom and a report from the California Energy Commission say the plant's power is needed to ward off blackouts, with other gas power plants being shut down and climate change stressing the state's energy system. The state is shooting for 100% renewable energy by 2045. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The president met with the Speaker of the House and other officials over complex talks to unlock aid for Ukraine and other U.S. allies as Republicans continue to push for tougher measures on immigration. While President Joe Biden's national security team sought to underscore the importance of unlocking Ukraine funding, House Speaker Mike Johnson continues to push the White House and Senate negotiators on immigration measures that go beyond what some say Biden is willing to accept.
We understand that there's concern about the safety, security, sovereignty of Ukraine, but the American people have those same concerns about our own domestic sovereignty and our safety and our security.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said that there was large agreement amongst the attendees that Congress needed to act on both Ukraine and the U.S. border.
I am more optimistic than ever before that we'd come to an agreement. I put the chances a little bit greater than half now, and that's the first time I can say that.
The meeting comes as Congress is about to quickly approve temporary funding to avoid a government shutdown, and as the supplemental aid package sits undone during the immigration and border talks. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
For the first time in years, GOP presidential candidates will not hold a debate before next week's New Hampshire primary. Both scheduled debates are now canceled after Nikki Haley refused to take part unless Donald Trump did. Trump has skipped all five Republican debates, and while Ron DeSantis committed to showing up at both in New Hampshire, Haley's decision ended up scrapping them. CNN says instead of Saturday's debate, it will host a town hall with Haley tomorrow. tomorrow. DeSantis had his own yesterday. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Lawyers for former President Trump are foreshadowing elements of their defense in the criminal case charging him with illegally retaining classified documents. In a motion filed Tuesday, Trump's lawyers say they will dispute prosecutors' allegations that the estate where the records were stored was not secure. The indictment charging the former president with dozens of felony counts alleges investigators found boxes of sensitive documents recklessly stored at Mar-a-Lago, including in a ballroom, bathroom, shower, bedroom, and a storage room. The defense team also said they're seeking communication between the Justice Department prosecution team led by Jack Smith and associates of President Biden in hopes of advancing their claims that the classified documents case is politically motivated and designed to harm Trump's campaign. I'm Julie Walker.
Americans spent a little bit more than expected last month, closing out the year on an upbeat note. Retail sales were up 0.6% in December, according to the Commerce Department's advance report. That's up from 0.3% in November, and more than economists had forecast, but less than half of last year's holiday increase. Total sales for the year were up 3.2% from 2022. To be expected for the holidays, consumers spent more on clothes, hobbies, and sporting goods, electronics, and retail, including department stores, as well as personal care items, groceries, and vehicle and auto parts. Over the course of the year, Americans cut back spending on gasoline, building supplies, and furniture. Ted Rossman, an analyst at Bankrate.com, notes that consumer spending was remarkably strong during the holidays, but he says he does worry about how people are paying for all of this stuff. Spending's being fueled by a strong job market and rising wages, but credit card debt and delinquencies have been on the rise, and Americans have smaller amounts in savings. Consumer spending accounts for two-thirds of the U.S. economy, so the report signals that shoppers may be able to keep fueling economic growth this year, but the stronger data could lessen the chances that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates. Jennifer King, Washington.
Two New Mexico Republican lawmakers want the Democratic governor to be impeached after she restricted firearms from being carried in some places in the Albuquerque area. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham invoked emergency public health orders last year, suspending the right to carry firearms in some public places in Greater Albuquerque, such as parks and playgrounds. The order was in response to a spate of gun violence. Now Republican Representatives Stephanie Lord and John Block have filed a resolution aimed at initiating impeachment proceedings against Lujan Grisham. The Republicans say the governor has violated her oath of office to uphold state and federal constitutions. Lord says the governor has too much power and is acting like a dictator. A governor spokesperson says Lord and Block are more interested in political stunts than crafting meaningful legislation. I'm Donna Warder.
AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. It was a solemn day in the NBA with the news of the sudden death of Warriors assistant coach Dejan Milojevic, who passed away from a heart attack in Salt Lake City. The Warriors' scheduled game there Wednesday with the Jazz was postponed. Nine games were played, including the Cavaliers blowing out the Giannis-less Bucks by 40 points. Donovan Mitchell scored 31 as J.B. Bickerstaff's team jumped out to a 22-2 lead and was never seriously challenged.
We want teams to have to chase us. And I think, again, it just took a little bit of time for it all to come together, and I don't expect it to change.
The Celtics extended the NBA's best record by beating the Spurs by 19. The Timberwolves stayed atop the West by handing the Pistons their 36th loss in their last 38 games. LeBron James and the Lakers eased past the Mavericks 127-110.
This has always been a point of emphasis for us. We understand that in order for us to win, you know, win at a high rate, we have to defend, and I think we did that tonight.
Other NBA winners, the Pelicans, Hawks, Trailblazers, and the Knicks, who knocked off the Rockets as Jalen Brunson returned to the lineup to score 30. Julius Randle scored 31.
JB being back, he adds tremendous value to our team.
The Raptors, who traded Pascal Siakam to the Pacers earlier in the day for three first-round draft picks, beat the Heat by 24. Only two NHL games, the Canadiens topped the Devils 3-2, and the Red Wings made it 6-7, edging the Panthers also 3-2 on Dylan Larkin's overtime goal.
We got hot and we got on a roll, got our identity going, and it's just been great.
College basketball, top-ranked UConn topped Creighton as Donovan Klingon returned from his injury.
It felt good, you know, just to go out there and battle with the guys in front of the home crowd and, you know, just to get that win. You know, this was a big one for us.
NFL, the Cowboys announced that Mike McCarthy will return as their head coach in 2024, Despite widespread speculation, Jerry Jones would replace him. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.
Pascal Siakam is being traded from the Toronto Raptors to the Indiana Pacers, according to a person with knowledge of the agreement. The trade and Siakam's nearly eight-year run with the Raptors, during which time he was a two-time All-NBA selection, two-time All-Star, and part of the team that won the 2019 NBA title. Siakam is going to Indiana in exchange for three future first-round draft picks and a pair of players with NBA championship rings, guard Bruce Bowen and forward Jordan Nwora. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
The Songwriters Hall of Fame has announced this year's class of inductees. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. R.E.M. and Steely Dan will go into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. So will producer-writer Timbaland. He's responsible for hits like Get Your Freak On by Missy Elliott and Justin Timberlake's Sexy Back. Songwriter Hillary Lindsay also will be inducted. She wrote this song. Jesus, take the wheel. Dean Pitchford also will be inducted. Among his hits is this song. Not gotta cut loose. The induction ceremony is June 13th in New York.
In Britain, King Charles III is scheduled to have a corrective procedure for his prostate. And Kate, the Princess of Wales, is in hospital after having undergone planned surgery. Kensington Palace has said the Princess of Wales has been hospitalised after having a planned abdominal operation. The palace said she'll remain at the private London clinic for up to 2 weeks and is expected to return to public duties after Easter. The palace didn't offer further details, but confirmed that her condition was non-cancerous. Moments after news of Kate's hospitalisation was released, Buckingham Palace revealed that King Charles III would undergo a corrective procedure next week. The palace said the procedure is for an enlarged prostate. It added that the king's condition was benign. Karen Chamas, London.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.